set sail for the next island on your journey to be. As you sit on the deck of your yacht, you ponder what has been, and you daydream about what is to be. Now, don't for a minute think that you'll never revisit the island from which you just sailed, for you never know what hand life is going to deal you. That's why you left your hut, your hammock, and your path to the top of the hill, back on the island, so that, when you need to, you can revisit the island. But you won't be starting from scratch. You'll simply pick up where you left off. You haven't visited the last island? Well, then I recommend before you go any further that you go back to Season 1, Episode 1, The Rules. Any journey that's worth taking is worth taking from the very beginning. For the rest of us, it's now time to prepare to disembark. Your bags are packed, your passport has been stamped, and you're ready to get to work, building a new hut, hanging a new hammock, and cutting a new path to the top of the hill in order to watch the sunrise and the sunset. This island is called Transform My Want To. And on this island, you will be invited to make the choice to commit your life to the care and control of Jesus. This is big. So let's get to it. Let's go island hopping. I want to write these words. I want to record this podcast. I want to help people learn and grow. I want to eat chocolate. I want to go on vacation. I want to hang out on the couch and binge watch my favorite shows. I want to, I want to, I want to, I want to. There's no shortage of what I want to. And there's no shortage of what you want to. We're humans, thus we want to. Well, guess what? God is in the business of transforming your want to. You and I already know how to want to. Nobody has to be taught how to want to. We all come out of the womb wanting to. Don't believe me? Spend any amount of time at all around a baby and you'll quickly realize that everything they want to eat, to sleep, to be changed, etc., they will quickly and unabashedly let you know about. It's as you grow up and mature that you, hopefully, learn how to assuage expressing all of your want-tos as soon as you want to. You learn that your want-tos must live in a finely tuned balance with the want-tos of others. You learn that living is a dance, a relationship with the expression of and the realization of somebody else's want-to, as well as a relationship with the expression of and the realization of your very own want-to. As you grow up, you also learn that there's a difference between want-to and have-to. There are things that you do in your life because you have to, and there are things that you do in your life because you want to. It's the have-tos of life that are learned as you grow and mature. Your want-tos are also learned, but want-to education isn't nearly as difficult as have-to education, for your want-tos are a part of you because you want to. Some examples of have-to are making money, paying taxes, going to the dentist, cooking, cutting the grass, changing the oil in your car, cleaning the house, going to school, saying please and thank you, and picking up after your dog. Some examples of want-to are making money, paying taxes, going to the dentist, cooking, cutting the grass, changing the oil in your car, cleaning the house, going to school, saying please and thank you, and picking up after your dog. You're saying to yourself right now, weren't both of those lists exactly the same? Yes, they were, and here's why. The only difference between a have-to and a want-to is your perspective. Perspective in this context is defined as a mental view or prospect. And your mental view or prospect, your perspective, is based on what you've learned and what you've experienced over the course of your life up to this point. Your perspective informs your want to as well as your have to. In fact, your perspective will define your want to as well as your have to. Knowing that your life, my life, everyone's life is comprised of want to and have to, you also realize that the things that you want to will float to the top of your to-do list. Conversely, your have-tos will sink to the bottom of your to-do list. For what you want to do will always become a priority in your life, and what you have to do will always take a back seat. Your have-tos will get done, but not before many other want-tos surpass them on your to-do list. Recognizing and living into your want-to doesn't have to be taught. Your want-to is a part of you. It is, in essence, a glimpse into your being, a glimpse into who you are. For if you want to truly know who someone is, simply follow them around and watch what they do. All humans will do what they want to. What you do, the decisions you make, and the actions you take all reflect your want-tos. And your want-tos reveal your being, who you are. For your identity is lived out for all to see through your want-to. Yet you're thinking right now that your to-do list also contains things that you have to do. You can rattle off several things on your to-do list that you don't want to do, but you have to do them anyway. And yet, if you're honest, you will confess that these have-to things always find themselves residing at the bottom of your priority scale, at the bottom of your to-do list, because these are the things that you will do, but only after you've exhausted all of your want-to options, because have-tos aren't the things that you want to do. Have-to is very different than want-to, for have-to is a duty. Want to is a desire. You have to go to the dentist. You have to pay your taxes. You have to get your car fixed. Yet you want to take a vacation. You want to have a career that makes a difference in the world. You want to write a book. Want to shines a light on your giftedness, that which makes you the special creation of God that you are. And have to shines a light on your duty, that which you pick up in the yard when you take your dog out for a walk. I hope you know that that's a joke, but it shines a light on the fact that there is a great deal of power in want to. Each of us knows the difference between doing something because we have to and doing something because we want to. In fact, in order to achieve success in anything, one must experience a transformation in their life from have to into want to. Do you think that your favorite sports star got so good at their sport because they had to? Or did they invest everything they had and everything they are because they wanted to? Ask anyone who is successful at anything and they will tell you in no uncertain terms that they're successful because they want to be successful. You can never forget that your want to will always reveal your identity, who you are. And no amount of wanting can or will ever change your identity. In fact, the truth is just the opposite. Your identity will always be revealed in your want to. Your want to will trump your calendar. Your want to will win every battle with your bank account. If you want to do something, you will find the time and the money to do it. Conversely, if you have to do something, you will find any and every excuse to postpone it or avoid it altogether. We all understand that both time and money are finite realities. There is only so much of each. Thus, we all realize that making a want-to decision can only occur at the expense of something else. And this expense will only be paid if you want to. Now, you might pay this expense if you have to, but it's definitely a might. And your might is based on a number of addendums and conditions. This is the inherent power of want to. Want to will win the day and have to will always play second fiddle. The only way that anything will ever change is if, spoiler alert, your want to is transformed. Because of this reality, you weigh out every new decision and every new opportunity on your want to scale. If you believe that what is being presented is a want to, you will find the time and the money to do it. If you don't believe that what is being presented is a want to, you won't even try to find the time or the money to do it. Let me give you an example from my life. When our children were very young, my wife and I developed a love for going to Disney World. Since we only lived 2 hours away from Orlando, going to Disney World could be and was a regular part of our lives. Why was this true? Because we wanted to. This want to, this perspective, this mental view or prospect had been experienced and learned by both myself and my wife over the course of our lives. Our first trip to Disney World occurred way back before the turn of the century when we still lived in Pennsylvania. That experience transformed our want to. We were hooked, and we knew that someday going to Disney World would be a part of our life together as a family. Thus, living close enough to Disney World to enjoy it on a regular basis became a want to. Well, one rainy day when my wife and I had gone to Disney World all by ourselves to celebrate our anniversary, we decided to take the Disney Vacation Club tour. On the tour, we learned about an investment opportunity that would provide for our family vacations for the rest of our lives. This investment quickly became a want to for both of us. In fact, truth be told, I had avoided taking this tour for a very long time because I knew that I wouldn't be able to resist the temptation of making such a big investment because I already knew that I wanted to. Weird aside, sometimes your want to is so powerful that you will try to create a new want to in order to overpower your original want to. I wanted to invest in family vacations at Disney properties around the world, yet I knew that this investment wasn't the wisest financial decision. I knew that there were more practical, fiscally responsible options for our money. And I knew that this investment would require us to forego these other possible practical, fiscally responsible uses for our money in the future. So I purposely avoided taking a tour and learning about the program. I tried to want to avoid the vacation club. Yet my real want to make memories with my family in the happiest place on earth, won the day. For simply trying to change your want to isn't transformation. And only transformation can truly change your want to. We will get into that much more later. After we had taken the tour and it had lived up to all that we had imagined and more, my wife and I sat together and decided, based on our want to, we decided to invest in a lifetime of family vacations at one of our favorite places in the world. We acknowledged and accepted that this decision would be made at the expense of other financial needs. We knew that it wasn't the most practical thing to do at the time, for we knew we could have used the money for other things. Yet all those other things didn't matter as much because all of those other things weren't our want to. My wife and I have had to make other decisions on our life because of choosing this want to, but all of those other decisions weren't hard. We never once considered this decision to be a sacrifice, because our want to of Disney vacations won out over all those other later financial responsibilities. We did what we needed to do in order to live into our want to. That night, we decided that we wanted to invest in family vacations at Disney properties. You also make choices every day based on your want to. You make sacrifices which don't seem like sacrifices because you want to. Teaching you how to live out your want to isn't what God is all about. Transforming your want to is what God is all about. God doesn't have to teach you how to live out your want to. God simply desires to transform your want to. God is inviting you to redefine your want to. God desires to bring your want to in line with their want to for your life. This is the very reason why I always say that God doesn't really care about what you do, but God really cares about who you are. And who you are guides, directs, and informs your want to. If God can transform your want to, then what you do will simply fall in line, because you will always find a way to do what you want to. But, like what I tried to do regarding Disney Vacation Club avoiding the tour, changing what you do will never transform your want to. This is precisely where Jesus fits into the equation. If you haven't already noticed, all the islands thus far have had nothing to do with Jesus. In fact, the first two islands that you've lived on didn't require much sacrifice or faith on your part whatsoever. Yeah, you were invited to think about some new things. You were exposed to my particular brand of crazy. And yes, some of that thinking might have prompted you to do some self-examination and some self-realization, which is hard work. I don't want to downplay that. But this is the island where things get serious. This island is a game changer. There's no turning back from this island. In fact, this is the island that will separate some of you from this podcast. For you've been able to follow up to this point. You've been able to see some of the insights and the benefits of what God has revealed to you up to this point. But this island is going to invite you to allow your want to be transformed. This island is going to call you to make a commitment. And some of you listening right now have commitment issues. No judgment, no condemnation, just getting real. Just because you might have commitment issues doesn't mean that you're stuck, never to learn anything new, never to grow beyond where you find yourself right now. All this means is that you have to get real with yourself and make the decision if you want to overcome your commitment issues. Notice I said overcome, because if you have commitment issues, it's a part of who you are right here, right now. And there's a very good chance that they will never fully go away. You'll simply learn and develop tools to overcome your commitment issues. Again, it all boils down to your want to. You can avoid transformation and commitment if you live knowing that you need something and that there is a God and that you matter to them, all of which has been the subjects of the last two islands that you've lived on. Not much sweat equity is required to successfully master those two islands. Yet this island is where God will invite you to want to transform your want to. On this island, God will invite you to make the choice to want to commit your life to the care and control of Jesus. And this want to is a commitment. For this want to will affect your calendar, your checkbook, your family, your friends, and maybe even your vocation. This want to will call you to realign all of your priorities and is the most important want to that you will ever be invited to live into. For Jesus is the embodiment of want to. Jesus left heaven to dwell among us and die on the cross to pay the price for our sins because he wanted to. Jesus didn't die on the cross because he had to. Jesus loved all of us so much that he wanted to come to earth and die on a cross to pay the ultimate price for our sins. In response, you're invited to want to be a follower of Jesus, to believe that Jesus is who he said he was, that Jesus is the Son of God, your Lord and Savior. At this point in your journey, you understand that you need something, that you have a hole in your life that you haven't been able to fill on your own. And you know that there is a God and that you matter to God. This island is now going to invite you to want to be in an intimate, personal relationship with God through faith in Jesus. This island will invite you to make the choice to want to follow Jesus. So, if you make the choice to continue on this journey, the next time we get together, we are going to look at the perspective that God didn't need to come and live with us as Jesus in order to save us. God could have simply spoke all of creation into salvation. just like God spoke all of creation into existence. No, God came and lived with us as Jesus so that we could learn what it means to be saved. Again, the difference between doing and being. You aren't called to do salvation. You're called to be saved.
Okay.
Hey there, it's Don Cullen. Island Hopping is a production of Journey to Be Ministries and is sponsored by Beneva Christian Church. You can find Beneva Christian Church on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram, as well as their other website, benevachristian.com. If you'd like to contact my brother-in-law, David Miller, just drop him an email at islandhoppingpodcast@gmail.com.